Holy moly. I can't believe this. Am I going the right way here? 9th. Jesus. All right. I'm just kind of a little backwards here. 9876. Yeah. All right. Wow. So I'm coming out of the, forgot what theater that is, but I just got done seeing, being there for the David Lynch book signing. They showed about 8 episodes of Dumbland, which is a very crudely drawn, very simple animation, cartoon that he created for DavidLynch.com. And it was really cool because this theater, I feel like I might have been in there before. The sculptures, the carvings in this place were just magnificent. And so we saw 8 episodes of Dumbland, and then after that, he was asked questions by a woman named Kristen McKenna. Oh wait, her name's on the book, Christine McKenna. And Christine McKenna, she co-wrote it with him, and. So, after that, we had to wait in our seats until we were called down row by row to get the book signed. They said no pictures, you sign it. And, oh my God, for almost 2 hours and 40-something minutes... oh my God, it all started with serendipities. I was looking through my book because something that Lynch said was, he said that there, he was probably joking. He's like, yeah, there, remember these numbers, 17, 25, and I thought he said 15 maybe. But he pointed out like 3 different numbers, and he said, look for those numbers, look for, you know, lucky number 17. And now, of course, I wish I was recording that whole thing. However, what I got was equally as awesome. So after he said, okay, look for those lucky numbers in the book. If you find them, come down here, show it to me in your book. And... man, I'm walking on the street here. There's just homeless people sleeping. Barely any blankets. Oh man. Yeah, we're in downtown. It's an interesting vibe out here. It's a hints of Chicago out here. And so he said, come down, show me that you got that number in your book. Because he said, those are written in 3 books, 3 different books. If you find that number, come up to me, and I will give you back the money that you paid for your ticket for the book. And also, I will give you $100 extra. So everybody was kind of looking through their books, which was such a brilliant thing to do. While they're waiting to stand in line, while they're waiting, we are waiting to get called and stand in line. And, so, incredible. Wait, I'm walking past something called the Cabinet of Curiosities. I'm wondering if that's a bar? Cabinet of Curiosities. So, he said, if you find that number, come on down here. And I'll show it to me, and I'll give you back your money, and I'll give you $100 extra. So, I'm trying to find my way to Pershing Square here. Let's see. Oh, okay. I see what's going on. I see what's going on here. All right. So, I was looking through my book. I thought, okay, this is great. I'm going to look through my book. I'm going to see if I can find... this number. So while I'm looking through it, right as I'm looking through it, I hear the guy behind me say to his friend, oh yeah, I contributed to this Kickstarter movie, and, you know, I've never seen it, and you know how Kickstarter movies are, there's a documentary about him, and, you know, he's like, you know, eventually I'm sure I'm gonna, they'll send me the DVD or whatever. And I said, wait, hold on a second. And I turn around, because I heard him saying that right as I was opening up a page where it said The Art Life. Well, the documentary that he's talking about that he contributed to on Kickstarter is called The Art Life. And I turn around and I go, the documentary you're talking about is called The Art Life, right? I guess, you know, excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you guys, but I just heard you say that, and it astounded me, because I, too, contributed to that, and I saw that documentary, and as I was watching that documentary, I didn't even know that was the same documentary, because when I contributed to it, you know, it's so interesting, as I'm walking... Sixth Street. What the fuck? So bizarre. It's so funny. I'm nearing the very spot that I actually was doing the wizard walk the other night. It was right around, right near this Pershing Square station. I wonder what time it is right now. 11:42. See, I got to get to this Pershing Square station before 12 o'clock. I got 20 minutes, and I don't want to spend another $30. So, I turn around, and I say, oh my God, that's The Art Life. I said, I contributed that too. And I was surprised to see that... I was surprised to see my name in the credits. I saw a special thanks thing at the end with a bunch of names, and I thought to myself, oh my God, am I in that list of names? And sure enough, turns out, that's the one. Sure enough, that was the one. And so... excuse me, I'm near the subway, right? Am I going the right way for the subway?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. Do I just keep... it's funny. I asked that guy, am I going the right way? He goes, yes, but he's kind of... the days ago about it. He kind of pointed in this direction, but don't know if I'm actually trying to look for... familiar things. But yeah, it's right around here that the infamous wizard walk took place with the Wizard of LA and Lumi, the all-seeing eye, and of course um Hey, ladies, I know the subway entrance is around here somewhere. Which direction is it?
You go across the street. Oh. Go straight ahead across the street, right on that corner.
Oh, good.
The lower level.
Fifth and Hill.
Okay, good. Oh, thank you so much. So, yeah, I'm nearing that area. Now, to get back to my quick story here. Oh, yeah, here we go. This looks familiar. This looks familiar. Yeah. Oh my god, I'm coming across something with lights. I think you're supposed to sit in this. You're kidding me. I'm standing in what is sort of a geometric kind of dome thing. This thing's amazing. I gotta come back to that sometime and check it out. Oh yeah, I'm nearing the spot where the wizard walk took place. And I'm thinking this is pretty close to where the Adam West tribute happened. So, yeah. So I start talking with these guys. And I start recording their synchronicities. We start talking about synchronicities, and I said, "Where's your? You know, tell me. I got to tell you, right as you were telling me about that Kickstarter, right when you were telling me about the Kickstarter, right as you were talking about the Kickstarter, I was looking at the pages of his Art Life that explodes in my brain." So I figured we might as well talk about synchronicities, and I would have felt like an idiot if I had not said anything about it and I went home. I'd much rather say something about it and face embarrassment than to not say anything. So I'm like, oh yeah, I understand. So we started getting this big conversation about synchronicities, about David Lynch, all this awesome stuff. And so all this awesome stuff. So for 2 hours and 40 minutes, we just had this astounding conversation. So smells good. And so we just kept talking and talking about all these miraculous things, astounding conversations, and man, see, that's what happens. And you will hear, so I got 2 hours and 40 minutes, don't worry, I'm not going to upload it all at once. I'll chop it into parts, maybe two parts, maybe one and a half parts. Man, it's crazy how many synchronicities just go blam, 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 blam all at once. One after another. It's just incredible. So you will hear that. However, I wanted to precede it with this little giblet before, before I got to that. Because I just had to precede it with something. Oh, so this is the exciting thing. You will hear on that podcast, I have a brief conversation, brief words with David Lynch. So how cool is that? I had some language, some dialogue. I shared dialogue with David Lynch. David Lynch, man. So yeah, it was quite miraculous. I mean, it was miraculous. Synchronicity after synchronicity. It was crazy. I would just bring up some sort of thing, and it turns out that it would have such extreme significance to one or both of them based on what it was that I would just come up with something off the top of my head. Like, you'll hear, so it's some, oh, so Doug and Roxanne. Doug and Roxanne. And, so, yeah, Doug and Roxanne. And there's a part where Doug goes, oh, yeah, I feel like I've tried all this stuff. And, he's like, I don't know what else I could, you know, I don't know what else I haven't, what I haven't done. I think I've done it all. And I said, well, have you ever been skydiving? He goes, funny thing, I'm going skydiving with my friend next week. I'm like, holy cow. When you hear these stories that these people have faced, I mean, it's quite miraculous. So we'll definitely have them on Kaechung 1630. Oh, and that's the other crazy thing, too. Turns out that Roxanne's friend was a DJ on 1630 AM. So she's been there in those studios before. Oh, gosh. I mean, how many... I mean, if I were to count up all the synchronicities that happened there, I'd say it's mathematically impossible for that many surprise, unexpected circumstances to reveal themselves. So, geez, just nuts. All right, I think that's all for now. Unless I wait around for the subway here. Unless I wait around for the subway. Yeah, this is just... Whew. I'm just blown away. I am just blown away. Blown away. Beep, beep, beep. Blown away. There's so much. So much, 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 so much. They're talking about sensory deprivation tanks. And then what do you know? Doug goes, well, I got a friend who's going to open up a sensory deprivation tank facility. Oh, while we're here. While we're waiting for... waiting for the train. Let's read from this book. Oh my God, David Lynch. He signed this thing. David Lynch. Wow, man. David Lynch. It's so crazy. I'm going to flip if I see that one of those numbers written in here. I mean, this is like the first... So let's see. Let's open up to. Well, he mentioned page. Oh, here we go. Here, let's go like this. Something that's been a constant throughout Lynch's life is that he's like catnip to women. There's no malice in Dad, and he doesn't do these things out of selfishness. That's not it at all, said Jennifer Lynch. It's just that he's always been in love with secrets. Mischief and sexuality, and he's naughty, and he genuinely loves love, and when he loves you, you are the most loved, and he's happy and giddy, and he has his ideas and gets creative, and the whole thing is insanely romantic. Here's an let's go over here. Is on page 217. Alan Splett worked with Lynch to create a mildly original audioscape for Blue Velvet. When Dorothy and Jeffrey make love, we hear a groaning roar that morphs into the sound of a guttering flame. Frank Booth erupts with rage, and we hear a metallic screech. The camera journeys into the interior of a rotting human ear, and the sound of a sinister wind seems to deepen and expand. David has a wonderful handle on how to combine images and sounds, said Elms. There's a scene where Kyle wakes up in the morning after being beaten, and the first image you see is a close-up of his face in a puddle. All you see is dirt and water, and you hear the strange, repetitive sound But you have no idea where you are. Yeah. But you have no idea where you are. Then you pull back and you see he's in a logging yard. And that sound you're hearing is a sprinkler keeping a stack of wood wet. The quality of that sound is magical. If it had been the sound of birds, it wouldn't have given you anything, but there was something about that mechanical, unexplained sound that made it special. David has an understanding of how things go together, and that's purely sensory-based. And he knows how to play with sounds and images until they sort of ignite each other. Wow. This is going to be interesting to read this book and to see. I've seen some documentaries about him. I've seen Pretty as a Picture. I've seen another one that was taken by students when he went across the world and he talked about transcendental meditation. Read a lot of books of his. Not a lot, but enough to kind of know about his history. So this is really cool. This is really cool to read about this. And wowzers. I am blown away. That something like this could happen. Blown away. This is definitely a dream come true. I'm more and more steps closer to working with Lynch. And working with Lynch and being in one of his films. By gum, by golly. I mean, I'd love to be in his films, just to be able to talk to them about stuff. June 22nd. What are we looking at here? Oh God, this train better come along. I just don't want to spend another $60 to. I mean, that would just spend all the money that I made doing Black Pumpkin. This experience, yikes. Just incredible. Okay, everyone. It's now 11:57. Ideally, we'll have the train coming around shortly. That's all for now. More later. Oh yes, real quick. So that's what I want to say really fast. Always know that there are plenty of unknown circumstances always around you that are just waiting to leap out and surprise you, that happen to relate exactly to your highest joys and passions, a reflection of your highest joys and passions. When you see them, when you recognize that vibe, follow it. They are your signs leading you like Cheerios, leading you like shrimp shrimps on a stick covered in fruity pebbles, leading you along, leading you along. So think about that.
So, it's all a dream. Dream, dream, show, dream. You're listening to Inspirato Projecto.